I've got some great advice this morning.
Okay.
If you want to live to be 100 years old.
Oh.
And who doesn't, right?
I don't know.
I can see myself at 99, you know, playing a little pickleball out there.
Oh, wow.
Flirting with the girls, right? Hey, would you pick up my teeth? There you go. And here are seven tips that you may...
Oh, seven tips.
Seven.
Oh, my.
Let's start with number seven. Enjoy your morning coffee. More and more research shows it's good for us. Study in November found it helps promote good bacteria in your gut. If you don't want the caffeine, even decaf works. And I don't have my cup now, but I drink my coffee in the morning. So there, number seven, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're usually on that.
Okay. Number six.
Check.
Set intentions. By the way, Prairie Fire Coffee is the one that we drink around here. Number six, set intentions. Take a minute to think about what you want to accomplish. It can help you focus and make you more productive. I do that. I'll do that on the way to work. What am I going to do today? You know, how am I going to make Ted's life easier on the job? Number five, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes to meditate or do some deep breathing. It can help lower your baseline stress level to start the day. I don't do that.
So far, I'm 0 for 3 on this list.
Yeah, I don't do that one there.
I haven't done any of this.
This is number four, is activate your nervous system. Google vagal tapping, V-A-G-A-L tapping, or somatic body tapping. Basically, you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake up your nervous system.
Okay, I'm not doing that either.
I'm not doing any tapping. There you go.
I'm 0 for 4. Apparently, I'm not going to live to be 100.
You're on borrowed time. Number three, stretch your body. You don't necessarily need a grueling workout. Even just stretching or taking a brisk walk can do wonders.
Well, I'm 0 for 5.
I do walks, so I've got about three of these.
I do in the afternoon, yeah. But not when I get
up. Not in the morning, huh?
No.
Number two, here's something that you and I both do not do, and Jad doesn't either. Eat a nutrient-dense breakfast.
Not even close. I would love to.
Things like yogurt, oatmeal, berries, and nuts are great choices.
Mm.
You need fiber and protein, but not too much meat. Well, see there? If I'm going to eat breakfast, I'm going to have some hash browns and I hope some bacon, right? Not this nutrient.
Exactly.
All right, number one.
All right.
Want to live to be 100? Here it is. Number one. I love this. Drink a glass of water.
Now, see, there we go.
Hydrating right away sets you up for the day. It helps with digestion, supports your metabolism, and eliminates toxins. And I look at that, and I've said this before about a bazillion times. The one piece of advice my dad gave to me and my brothers was, you know, if you just drink a big glass of water in the morning, you'll feel better all day. And he was right.
Yep.
See, sometimes you got to pay attention to your old man when he says stuff. Anyway, I don't know. Who knows if we're going to live to be 100 the way science is going now?
Apparently, I'm going to fall way short based on that list.
Yeah, I'm thinking you better short for 67.
Yeah, that's about it.
Hope you'll be around long enough to take some Social Security. All right. Yeah, when it comes to running, Wichita is number one. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A national ranking of large cities for most apartment space for the buck has ranked our fair city number one. For $1,500 in monthly rent, you can get more square footage in Wichita than anywhere else in the country, according to an August report from Rent Cafe that ranked the top 200 American cities. Wichita offers an average of 1,329 square feet for the $1,500, basically a 3 to 4 bedroom unit that ranks just ahead of Toledo. For comparison, for $1,500 in the Big Apple borough of Manhattan, that would get you 216 square feet, almost a 15 by 15 room. Cities that closely followed Wichita and Toledo were OKC, Tulsa, Fort Wayne, and Lubbock. Culver's has opened one location in northwest Wichita and is building a second in Derby, and now we know where its third location will be. Northeast Wichita will be home to the third local Culver's, this one at the northeast corner of 35th and Rock, across 35th from Taco Tico, and across Rock from Brahms. The franchisee is East Wichita Restaurant Group. It will build near the Graco Roberts Distribution Center, and it's owned by the same franchisee that owns the West Side location. And Wichita's Equity Bank is in the M&A business again. Equity is the city's only publicly traded bank, and it's come to an agreement to acquire Omaha's Frontier Bank in a deal valued at almost $123 million. Most of it will come in equity stock, though $32.5 million will be in cash. Frontier Bank's 7 locations will become equity locations, giving the bank 89 locations in 5 states. It's also Equity Bank's 14th acquisition since going public in 2015. Equity announced it's also opening a loan office in West Des Moines, giving the bank its first presence in the state of Iowa. Local breaking business news on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Hey, Kirk, like I say, a couple of happy birthdays this morning. One of my nieces, Sarah McIntosh, she's having a birthday. She is an attorney working in Kansas City, and she's a very nice person. And also a former boss for Ted and me, Jackie Wise, having a birthday today. She lives down in Missouri now, but she was our manager here for several years, and she treated us right. She always was nice to us because she knew that we were the only two talented guys in the entire building. And she better be nice to us.
And also full of humility, apparently.
That's right. By the way, Business Journal update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Go ahead. Somebody had something to say there? Of course. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I see that facetiously. There were other talented people in the building, but no one knew it.
You didn't know their names.
I went into one of our salespeople the other night at that pickle place. A young woman, I was talking to her, and I said, "Do I know you?" She said, "Yeah, we work in the same building." So who knows? They come and they go.
A man is in police custody accused of assaulting another man at Central Riverside Park early on the morning of Labor Day. Later that same evening, the man was arrested on burglary charges at the Pagoda in Riverside Park. Lynn Rogers, with Friends of the Kansas Wildlife Exhibit, say that they found about $7,000 in damages to the building.
We know that, you know, windows and doors can be repaired, but when somebody gets hurt, you know, that makes it even, you know, more serious. And so, you know, we don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, and we want to make sure that he is doing better. So we'll be watching and working with him as well.
And the suspect is also facing charges of obstruction and resisting arrest.
A special session to redraw Missouri's congressional maps is expected to begin at noon today. Fox's Malik Jackson has a preview.
This is all a move by the President of the United States, who's trying to get a leg up when it comes to the midterms in 2026, trying to take a seat back here in the state of Missouri, because Missouri lawmakers just redrew the map 3 years ago. Maps will be introduced in the House. Committee meetings will happen. Then debate will likely ensue. Most of this will happen behind closed doors. Following that, the House will vote. If it passes, it will go to the Senate, which will take this up in their veto session. Democrats can filibuster that, but Republicans can get through that with a nuclear option.
Democrats are expected to challenge any redrawn maps in court. Hundreds gathered in Kansas City Monday to protest the redistricting efforts, which follow similar moves in Texas.
A woman from the United Kingdom is accused of trying to snatch a small child at a crowded airport in Florida.
Witnesses describing a chaotic scene at Miami International Airport Tuesday when a woman grabbed a 4-year-old boy from his mother and refused to let go. Investigators say Alvina Agba initially appeared to help the child's mother soothe the boy after he became upset at a TSA checkpoint, but then attempted to walk off with the child. The 23-year-old repeatedly claimed the boy was hers. A witness eventually intervened on the mother's behalf. Agba is facing charges, but police say she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of her arrest. Tom Graham, Fox News.